page 43. Simon Kuflana Test Gimel. So we're in the Ramah. You know, we're talking basically about laning. But, since we passed over Shabbos, let's start from Gimel from the top. Go through it very quickly. Afilu Rosh HaKnesses or Chazan, Lo Yikra Ad Sheyomer Lo Kira. That even the head of the shul or the Baal Kor, he should not just take an aliyah unless he's told to, unless he's called up. V'nocho sheshat kesherosim mevarech v'korobili netilas reshus. But the custom is that the shatz, the shliach tzibur, the Baal Kor, whenever he wants to take, without being asked, without asking permission, he could take an aliyah. Why? Mishum dava ki ilu mishasha minu l'shatz hershu al-kach. Because there's an understanding. There's a complicit understanding that as when they appoint him to be the Baal Kore, that there's an understanding that he could take an aliyah whenever he wants. That's what the Machaber says. Rama says, Medina say lo eino agim kein. Rama says that in Ashkenaz land they don't do that. That we don't do that. That the Baal Kore does not take an aliyah unless a skan, what we call a gabai, tells him that he can get an aliyah. I will encore in lo bishmo. But when the Baal Kore gets an aliyah, they don't come up by name. Kamoshara olim shakorin osam bishmam, ploni bar ploni, like anyone else. You don't come up by his name. But rather, the Mishnah Berurah says, the Gabbai would lean over to the Baal Kor and say, it's your aliyah, and he would take it. Now, we discussed this last time. So the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says that's not the custom. Custom is that we even call the Baal Kor up by his name. Again, we can understand why you just say to him, it's your aliyah. Because why you say Yamo? He's standing there already, right? So again, but we do that. We call him up by his name, even if he's then standing there, we give him an aliyah by his name. Now that will segue us into the next semi-topic. That is calling up aliyah. So we just said that you would call the skan, the gabbai would call up an ole blank ben blank, whatever his name is, Plomi, the son of Plomi. Umisha aviv mumar, so we did this also on last week. Someone whose father, God forbid, is a mumar, the Ovelas Kochamim, he's gone out of the fold, unfortunately. Karnoso b'shem avi avi. So you call that person up, not by his father's name, because his father's a bum. So what will we do? We come up by his paternal, his father's father's name. Come up by his father's father's name. Avolo b'shmo bilvat. But you don't say ploni, yamo ploni. Sholo b'aisho b'ramim. But if you just come up Plony and you don't mention a father's name, so you're embarrassing the guy, right? Everybody knows, who the guy is, so we're calling him up. But then you don't want to mention the father's name because the father's a bum. But on the other hand, you don't just want to come up Yamo whatever his name is, Moshe. Why? Because then everybody knows he's different than everyone else. So you give him a ben. So what would be the ben? Ben, his father's father's name, hopefully was not a bon. V'davka shelo ola miyoma b'shem aviv. That's only if he never got an aliyah using his father's name. He's a new guy in town, right? He's just come to shul, join, and his father's a bum. So we don't want to call him up by his father's name. So we'll call him up by his grandfather's name. Avot, however, imuhu Gadol umurgal ba'osa ha'ir, laos b'shem aviv. Let's say he's been in the shul for a long time, and we've called him up by using his father's name. And then, v'himer aviv la'avos kachav. Then later, we've been calling him up Reuven ben Bum for a long time. Right? Not Bum. And then all of a sudden, his father Bum went off. Right? So now what are we going to do? So the Ramah says, also b'shem aviv. We still come up in his father's name, even though his father's a bum. We'll still call him Reuven ben Bum, even though his father is off the derech. But still, k'moshar horgal, as we've been doing, right? We're not going to switch his name. Why? For the obvious reasons. Well, vice or bottom. Again, not to embarrass him. So we change his name, so everybody's saying, "Oh, what's going on?" So we don't want to cause that. So we don't do that. Okay. Then v'chein im ika lamechosh le'evas hamumar. Also, if you know, maybe his father works in the White House. In Illinois, it wouldn't be such a big problem. But in the White House, and so we're scared that maybe he'll get back at us. So therefore, you know, he'll find out that we're not using his name. So then we'll get into trouble. So then we use the father's name. So we have a few cases already. Even though the father's a bum, we would use the father's name anyways. Now, next case. The Asufi Shtuki. Now, Sufi Yishtuki, Sufi, if you ever learn the Gemara and Kiddushin, Sufi Yishtuki are people who their lineage is questionable. In other words, you don't know who his father is. In other words, he was gathered up, you know, one of those baby, it used to be, you know, left on somebody's doorstep with a note, you know, please take him. So he's gathered in. We don't know who the parents are, right? More modern day thing is they were left at the fire station, right? That's the whole thing now, right? A safe zone. A Shtuki is a little different. Shtuki, again, just from the word shtok, quiet. In other words, whenever the child asks the mother, who's my daddy, they quiet him down. In other words, we don't know, in both cases, the common denominator is we don't know who the father is. So now, obviously, that's got to be a problem for us in our halakhas, because if we just said we call him up by the father's name, but we don't know the father. So then what do? Karna also b'shem avi imo. So the Ramah says we would call him by his maternal father's name. So in other words, we know who the mother is, let's say by the shtuki, we know who the mother is, so we knew you use her father's name. So we call him up whatever, ben, his mother's father's name. That's what we would do. Vim eno yodea, and how about, again, the Asufi, we don't know who the father is at all. You know, we don't know anybody. We don't have any clue, so you can't use the maternal's father's name, the mother's father's name, because we don't even know who the mother is. So then, koin also b'shem Abraham k'molo ger. So then, who would it be? Blank, whatever his name is. Let's say the Asufi, blank ben Abraham. Okay. Now, before we go further, since it's getting late, a couple of ideas. First of all, we'll do the last thing first, which normally we don't. But if we don't know who any father or grandfather is, so we use Avraham. And you know, for a ger is whatever the person chose his name, Ben Avraham. So Mishnah Berurah points out the reason is, you know, the pasuk, because Hashem said, Kiv av hamon goyim netzatzich, that I've given you, I've made you, he said to Avraham Avinu, that I've made you, Kiv av hamon goyim netzatzich, I've made you into the Av, the father. That's why we call him Avraham, right? Because he's the father of all of them. So therefore, if there's a Jew and we don't know what the father's name is, so it's Avraham. Because Avraham was the father of everyone. Now going back to the other idea, let's say by the shtuki that we don't know the his father's name, or even his father's name. So what do? So the Ramah said, use the mother's father's name. So the Mishnah Berurah brings down from the Taz that it's better to call him Ben Avraham, not to use the mother's father's name, but rather Ben Avraham. Now the Marsham explains that this gets into a problem. We're worried about Gittin. In other words, let's say this boy, this guy, grows up, he gets married, and then he gets divorced. So, you know, what will we do for the get? So the get, we call him up by his mother's father's name, but for a get, what would you do? So again, there's a whole discussion, what would you do for a get? So that would reflect on here also. So again, the Mishnah Berurah brings down the Taz, that for the Asufi, if we don't know a person, or we don't know the mother's father's name or anything, or even if we do know the mother's name, excuse me, even a shtuki, where we know the mother's father's name, we'd still use Avraham, and also the Chayadim also says it's better to use Avraham, use Ben Avraham, instead of the mother's father's name. Okay? Good. Stop here for tonight. Kasha Metzah Kosh Baruch Hu Zaksu.